Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Big data is proving vital in fighting crime. Mike Jenkins, assistant professor of criminal justice at the University of Scranton, explores the use of data and technology as partnered with law enforcement.
My research explores the innovations police executives are implementing in the new community problem-solving policing era. While this new era has had its share of growing pains in recent years, there is no question that better data and technology will help make this form of policing even more effective, while simultaneously enhancing community relations. I've observed police activities and conducted in-depth interviews, surveys, and archival reviews in the Boston, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, and Newark police departments. The occasional unfortunate policing excesses notwithstanding, our findings tell us that large metropolitan police forces are just beginning to realize the benefits of a community-based approach, which promises not only reduced crime, fear, and disorder, but also an enhanced quality of life for citizens. We are seeing police departments across the nation put data and technology to work. Data from field interviews, pedestrian and motor vehicle stops, and citizen complaints regarding crime and disorder problems are gathered in real time. Computers in the officers' patrol cars give police officers instant access to information that they could use when conducting patrols and interacting with the community. The reports that result from this marriage of data and technology also aid command staff during the regular strategy meetings. Greater information will help smooth out problems with the well-known and sometimes controversial stop, question, and frisk police methods. With better data, officers will know when and how to interact with the citizen and focus on those people and places that account for the most harmful offenses. Our studies show that police leaders must encourage all officers to work more closely with the community and to do so more legitimately, now enhanced by data and technology-driven methods.
That was Mike Jenkins of the University of Scranton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Police.